This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Tonight in Foxborough, the New England Patriots begin their postseason hosting the Houston Texans. The Pats wrapped up the regular season 14-2 for the fifth time in team history, an NFL record. The Pats also earned the top seed in the AFC playoff field for the sixth time, the most ever in this version of the NFL playoff system. The Texans can make no such claims. So, to get some perspective on tonight's game from the vantage point of the underdogs, we turn to Jenny Dial Creech, a sports columnist with the Houston Chronicle. Jenny, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Great. So, what is the mood within the team and among Texans fans heading into this game tonight?
You know, honestly, I feel like most people that you talk to feel like there really is not a chance for the Texans to move forward in this one. I think there's just a healthy dose of realism that they, you know, they weren't tested all that much in the first round of the playoffs, just due to the injury problems that Oakland had. And then you turn around, you're going on the road to face a Patriots team, you know, that you lost 27-0 to early in the season when the Patriots were, you know, sporting a third string quarterback. So I think that the Texans, particularly their coach, Bill O'Brien, who used to coach in New England, understands what they're up against.
The Pats are, what, something like 17-point favorites, in the neighborhood of the heaviest favorite in any NFL game this season, maybe the biggest playoff favorite in something like 20 years. But I'm wondering, could that itself be the Texans' secret weapon?
I mean, maybe. I asked about that this week. I asked Coach O'Brien and I asked a couple of players if things like that motivate them. And, of course, they all say they just ignore it. But you do have to wonder that they can't feel good. And it's not that the Texans are a bad team. They have one of the top defenses in the NFL right now. No question about it. But I just think the Patriots are on another level than a lot of teams are at this point, and especially when they get to this point in the season.
Since these Pats-Texans matchups over the years have not generally ended well for Houston, do Texans fans have any particular venom for the Patriots, or are they more likely to kind of reserve their rivalry emotions for other teams?
I think that it's just as much venom as anyone else has for the Patriots, right? I mean, that's a team that a lot of fans nationwide love to hate. When you're that good, people aren't gonna root against you, hope for the upset. So I think there's that.
The Texans do have some serious tools at their disposal. You have one of the most dominant defensive players in the game, Jadeveon Clowney. That he could turn this into an hey on any given Saturday situation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great, and he's gotten better as the year has gone along. And I think the Texans defense as a whole has been really impressive, particularly when you think about the fact that they don't have J.J. Watt and that they still were able to pull off what they did. The thing about the Patriots is the only chance you have with a team like that is causing them to make a lot of mistakes. And I'm just not real sure that as disruptive as that Texans defense can be, I'm not sure it's going to cause enough mistakes because the Patriots are so fundamental and they're so clean. And then on the other side of that, the defense this year for the Texans has performed really well in a lot of games. And then they turn it over to an offense that has really struggled. And when you can't put points on the board or you're settling for field goals all the time, sometimes it doesn't matter how well your defense is playing.
What would surprise you the most to have your readers be taking in under your byline tomorrow?
Gosh, I mean, if the Texans won, that would be really, really shocking. But I really do believe that the Texans can cover a spread and really go out there and show face. And I think in a situation like this, where you are playing a team that's so poised and has been there so many times before, and you're trying to become a team like that, getting out there and putting together a good game and challenging the Patriots, that's really a good thing. That's a step in the right direction for the Texans. What they need to not do is go out there and get completely embarrassed.
So I guess we're in the realm of moral victory.
We are in that realm. That's where we live in Houston.
Heat, humidity, and moral victory.
Exactly. It's the new city slogan.
Well, Jenny, thank you. And here's to a good game.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Jenny Dial Creech is a sports columnist with the Houston Chronicle. This is 90.9 WBUR.
Well, Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, Houston, Houston.